You're listening to episode 209 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. And remember, if you ever want to chat with me live, I record all of my episodes live on my fan page every Wednesday at noon central. So come hang out with me sometime. All right, let's go. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey, you guys, Stacey Tuschel here from She's Building Her Empire. I am not live today because I actually have a retreat going on for the members of my powerhouse group. So right now, I am sitting around with some incredible female entrepreneurs, and we are brainstorming. So we are here together for about 2.5 days here in Milwaukee, and lots going on. So I wanted to make sure I was able to dedicate my time to them. I'll be popping in once in a while on some breaks. You might get to see a little behind the scenes. So we'll kind of just go from there, but I didn't want to miss this because this entire month of October, we're chatting about your irresistible offer, right? Like, it's like the one big, big problem that I see when people go to actually like launch or sell something and they hear crickets. It's because of your offer. And we're going to talk about that all month. And then we're going to wrap up at the end of the month with a 5-day challenge, brand new challenge that I'm doing, 5 days to your irresistible offer. So let's just kind of dive right in. I want to make sure that we get through this today so you know what does this look like for me, okay? Now, what I want to see, the number one mistake people make when creating their first digital product and putting it out there, I think we all come out in the online space and we think we're going to sell a DIY product, right? We think, well, that's what everybody's doing. That's what all the big gurus are doing. Like, I'm going to sell it too. And what we don't realize is most of those people, like back when we didn't know them yet, they were selling private coaching and group coaching and, you know, one-time strategy sessions, and they weren't charging what they're charging now, okay? So I think we have to understand that our irresistible offer might be us getting our hands a little bit dirty before we jump into the DIY $2,000 online course where, you know, you create it once and then it's just like making tons of money. Yeah, that sounds amazing, and that will happen at some point, but when you talk to certain people that are doing that right now, when you say to them, where were you a year ago, 2 years ago? Guess where they were? Getting their hands a little dirty, okay? So a couple options. It could be consulting, like I said, one-time strategy sessions, private coaching, group coaching, small masterminds, live events, things like that, okay? So I just want you to be thinking about that. Like, I'm at a place now where my private coaching is starting to fade. My prices are rising. It's not like I'm really trying to get more private clients because I have more DIY offers, right? My group coaching programs are getting more expensive now. I have a DIY product that's selling. So I can see this natural evolution, but I wasn't there a year ago, right? And I won't be here in a year. So you've got to be careful, okay? And that's why you got to jump onto people. When you see that they're offering their expertise inside of a program, you better hurry because guess what? It's not going to last long because as soon as they don't have to be doing certain programs, you're going to see more DIY stuff come out, okay? So be careful on that. Now, most of the entrepreneurs focus on creating a product or service, right? Instead of creating an offer. Now, that might sound like, what's the difference, right? So what's the difference between a product and an offer? So a product usually contains like a solution to a problem, right? Like, we get it. And then the offer shows the value. Like, it shows the ripple effect, what, like that snowball effect. What's going to happen next? It shows you what's the return on it. Like, why do I care? Why should I buy now? Okay. So you've got to be thinking about that as you're creating your offer, right? Now, how can we be different from our competition? Like, that's a question that I want you to be thinking about. Now, The best part about this is if you start that private, that group stuff I'm talking about, a lot of those big gurus, they're not able to do that anymore. So if you're thinking, how do I compete with like a big name? Well, it's actually not as hard as you think because those big names don't take the time to do that. And I don't want to say it disrespectfully because you will all be at that place at some point. but I just mean they don't have to trade their time for dollars anymore, right? They can do this where they're selling, you know, one program they created as a DIY and not have to do that. So you can compete with them because they're not at a stage anymore where they have to offer their time, right? They get to have that flexibility and that freedom that everybody wants. So you can compete with them in that sense, okay? Now, can you compete with them with a very similar product that's DIY that's pretty much the same price as them? Probably not. Because why would somebody buy your program on Instagram? I'm gonna make this up. Why would somebody buy your program on Instagram when you have like 3,000 followers, when like the big guru with like 300,000 followers is sharing what she's done? And it's the same price, the same teaching. Yeah, you're not gonna really compete. So you've gotta be careful. Now, could you compete with her if you were throwing in 1 hour a week of group coaching or something like that? Absolutely. So do you see what I'm saying here? Do you see why you wanna be offering certain things? Now, I'm not saying undercut the pricing or charge this or charge that. I'm just saying, how do we increase the value of what we're doing, okay? So let's talk about like going back to offer versus product. So here's one thing that I can kind of tell you from watching other people or helping certain clients. People think of products like, oh, I'm going to offer private coaching. And it's just private coaching. Here's how much it is. Okay. If you think of private coaching as an offer, like what are you going to give to them? How are you going to do this? Instead of just saying private coaching, make it more compelling. You know, give those bonuses, give add-ons like unlimited email or, and I'm making this up, I'm not saying go do it, Voxer access. That's one of the things that I do. So in my program, I have like Voxer is an, I want to hold my phone to show you. It's an audio app where I can actually like talk to you and then I can hear you back. You can text, etc. So one of my perks is we use Voxer back and forth. So you don't have to wait for your 1 hour coaching call or whatever it is throughout that week. So there are things like that that you can do. Maybe you have a digital product already. Could you give that to them? Like what are other things you can share with people? All right. So instead of just saying, here's a private coaching package, it's this much money, et cetera, it now gets to feel like a real true offer, okay? Now, the big question, and I kind of thought this would be like an easy question when I asked on my last 5-day challenge we did last month already, and I just said like, what's the sense of urgency? And I couldn't believe how many people wrote down, I don't have one, like, I don't know. Okay, so guess what? We need to go get a sense of urgency. How do we get people to buy right now, okay? So I have a client who got this big opportunity to be on EO Fire. And of course, after it aired, and actually she's one of the people at the retreat happening right now. So she was on EO Fire, great opportunity, great visibility. She had all these people, like her emails are blowing up, right? Like people are reaching out, contacting her. She had strategy calls, all this stuff. So she had this person who said, oh, she's totally signing up for like a big high-end package client. Like she's super excited. We're talking back and forth. Here's the problem. She didn't put a sense of urgency on signing up. And it was one of those things that this person kind of felt like she could just sign up whenever she wanted. And what happened was they went back and forth on email, like nonstop. And I said, here's how you can solve this next time. So it's a lesson learned, okay? So here's what I do. After I talk with somebody, I basically say to them, I'm gonna hold your spot for 48 hours if this is something that interests you, okay? After the 48 hours, we're releasing it to somebody else who's applied, okay? Because it makes them decide, right, yes or no. Otherwise, they're still emailing 2 weeks later with a question they just thought of. Even though you jumped on the phone with them, there should be no more questions, et cetera. So I just make that sense of urgency, okay? Even if you're like, well, I don't have anybody else that applied, right? I don't have, then say something, because you don't want to be lying, but say something like, we only hold spots for 48 hours so we can open it up to other future applications, right? Say something like that, all right? For me, I just need to know, I'm not going to go back and forth. We need to figure out, are we moving forward? Because I'm reserving time on my calendar and I need to know if I can open that up for something else. Maybe you don't have other private applicants, but maybe you might get asked to be on a podcast or something cool like that. And you need to know how many hours a week you're going to be busy. So create, what my point is with this private, don't just be like, here's the product. No, here's the offer. Here's everything you get. Here's the fast acting bonus. Here's the why, here's the what. I know people that do fast acting bonuses where they actually give a discount. If you enroll in the next 48 hours, it's this price. Otherwise, you can do it in the future if there's spots available, but it's gonna be at this price point, okay? So you've gotta be thinking of all of that stuff, okay? So we need that sense of urgency. You also need a tangible results, right? Like, what are people getting out of this program? What should they expect, right? Like, we need to know this. With my launch to 90, you can kind of figure it out. Like, you're launching in 90 days, right? You know what to expect. But if your title is called something where I don't really know what it means, you've got to explain that. You've got to make sure they know that, okay? So you could have that exclusive pricing we talked about with that 48 hours, the price goes up. You could do something. I've also seen people where they do, how do I say this? Like, it was an event that I saw and it was like, the first 100 tickets are sold at this. The next 100 tickets are sold at an increased price point. So you could have something too, like the first 5 people, it's at this price point. The next group is at this. So something to make people go, I need this now. Not, I'll check back in a week. We don't want them to check back in a week, okay? Now, you could also do bonuses that disappear. So what does that mean? So I have, know lots of people that have done this before. I've seen it work really, really well. It is not something that I've tried before, but it's so effective with some of the people that are using it that I wanted to share this today, okay? So with that said, let's say you open up your cart and you've got 7 days of it being for sale. You could say, today, I'm offering, I guess I should say this, I do have disappearing bonuses, just not in the way that I'm gonna explain it. You could say, today, I'm only offering this with a private coaching call. So the first how many people to do it, you're gonna get that today, which is something I did last time. Then another expiring bonus could be your fast acting pricing, but then it could be something like on Monday, you say, hey guys, I'm announcing a bonus that is just for today. Anybody that has purchased from today or earlier, you're gonna get this, okay? But it's only for you guys. Nobody else is getting that. And it goes away today, right? Then the next day, you can come out and say, I've got another bonus. Anybody that has bought from today or earlier, you're gonna get this, but it's not gonna be here tomorrow. So bringing up different bonuses to get people excited and to know that, yeah, there's other bonuses, but you're not gonna have access to yesterday's, right? And if you scale on where it's like the best one down, it's gonna be good, okay? So the bonuses also need to touch on their objectives. So one of the problems that I was seeing in one of my programs was everybody kept saying, what about Facebook ads? Like, I know I need to do Facebook ads. You talk about Facebook ads. So what do I do? So I reached out to my friend, Zach Buckler, who does a Facebook ad program, and he gave us a free mini course, like free for you guys, but he threw the mini course inside of my program as a bonus. Okay. That is a huge thing for me because so many people are like, but I'm not good at Facebook ads, okay? Another one of my bonuses in one of my programs is a Facebook Live training. I tell people you have to do Facebook Live, okay? Today is like my only exception. I normally am always on Facebook Live. But I said, you have to do a Facebook Live. And they're like, but I've never done Facebook Live, right? So now we have a Facebook Live training we've thrown in there from Tiffany Lee Bymaster. So you see how those bonuses were all things that were thought out. It wasn't like, oh, somebody wants to give me a productivity program. I'm going to throw it in there. That wasn't what happened. It was us going, okay, they're struggling with Facebook Live. They're kind of struggling with Facebook groups, Facebook ads. What else do they need? Now let's put it in there. So our bonuses are phenomenal because we have been thinking about what do our people need. Don't just whip together some bonuses and get anything you need and throw them in there, right? Sorry, I've been talking a lot today. So I want to make sure that your bonuses make sense and you are not just kind of seeing what you can get. Oh, this person's doing a giveaway here. This person's going to help me here. What are your people's objections? Like, is it time? Is it money? Are they unorganized? Do they need help with project management? Like, what can you give them? Okay. All right, now pricing and packaging is a huge thing that makes or breaks your offer, okay? You can absolutely be too cheap. You can be too expensive. You have to find like this amazing happy medium that people look at you and think, okay, this is great. This is gonna be a good offer, right? Because imagine if I was telling you about this amazing program, like it was just gonna like change your entire business. And I was like, you can get it for only $27. You would immediately think, well, you might still get it because it's so cheap, but you might be thinking, well, there's no way it's as good as she's saying because why would it only be $27, right? Like you're already comparing me to the programs out there that are $1,000, $2,000, et cetera, okay? You have to make sure that your price is at the right space. Now, if you charge $5,000 and I go to buy it, and everybody else's programs that I've been paying $2,000 for are just as good, if not better than yours, it's going to hurt you too. So you've got to be making sure that you, like, you can charge whatever you want, but the value has to be there. I have to go to your $10,000 event and come home and say, oh, I'll absolutely make my money back. Like, that was such a good event. I'm going to have that huge return on my investment. If I'm nervous that the return on the investment is not going to be there, that's when you have a buyer who's not going to buy again. Okay. So be really, really careful. Now, we are going to dive in deep to pricing and packaging and all of that stuff on our 5-day challenge that happens the last week of this month, October 30th. It's still pretty far away. I will allow you to get on that list starting on Monday. But in the meantime, if you have not jumped on our webinar, your 5-step framework to your wildly profitable online business, you can definitely check that out. It's bit.ly/SBHE webinar. We will put that link in the comments as well. So I'll say it again, bit.ly/SBHE webinar. She's building her empire for the abbreviation. Okay. So I would say in the meantime, this is going to be a great webinar to kind of keep you sitting tight while we're getting through this. Every single week, I'm going to be coming back Wednesday at noon central. So next week, Wednesday, I'm going to bring up 5 imperative things to do before creating your first or next offer. Okay. So we're going to ask some pretty good questions to get you thinking, to get you deciding what's my next step. How do I do this? I highly encourage you to keep sticking around, especially if you're like, oh, I'm going to do the challenge too. This paired with the challenge is going to be so much better than just doing one or the other. Okay. So doing them both together is going to help you figure out what that offer is. Because I'm telling you guys, if you didn't catch last week's episode, I talked all about my last launch that I just did and just like the pros, the cons, the lessons learned. The reason it was such a success is because the offer is good, right? If that offer would not have been what it was, who knows what the outcome would have been, okay? So be thinking about that. You have to have a great offer if you want this 5- or 6-figure launch that you're hoping for, okay? All right, guys, I hope to see you on the webinar. I've been doing webinars weekly, but next week is going to be my last one for a little bit. So if this is something that you have not checked out yet or you want to make sure you're looking at that framework, it's basically the 5-step framework that I teach inside of my Launch the 90 program. We're going to be teaching all of that on the webinar, including 3 big mistakes that people are making when they're trying to launch, okay? All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. I will be back here at noon central next week, Wednesday. So mark your calendars, and then don't forget about the 5-day challenge coming up really soon. All right, bye, guys. Talk to you soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.